Thank you for tuning in to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 3 p.m. on July 19th, 2024. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca. Welcome to episode 27 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, feature on the BC Premier Baseball, report on the Northwest League, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. The wildfire situation in BC has become more dire, as there are allegedly more than 200 wildfires across the province at this time. I think the latest numbers are, the latest number is over 200 for sure. Let's just see. There are more than 250 wildfires burning in BC right now, particularly in the interior, from what I understand. On July 13th, the SFU Twitter page posted that it will march in the 2024 Vancouver Pride on August 4th. Meanwhile, there will be a celebration from Burnaby Pride tomorrow at Bonser Field, just east of Metrotown Shopping Center at 6550 Bonser Avenue between 1 and 7 p.m. First music today was originally going to be the fifth group last week, The Commotions Volume 3, with just a minute, please. I was trying to get some just a minute. Sorry. Sorry, I think I just used the wrong song. Okay, now I got the right volume. The Commotions Volume 3 with Where Does the Love Go?
Where does love go when it's gone? used to be easy. Just being around you. From the moment I found you, I had to keep you close.
That was Where Does the Love Go from the Commotions Volume 3. I'd like to comment on the SFU Reliefs hockey at this time. On July 17th, the non-conference team added defenseman Caleb Huffman from Anchorage, Alaska, as he comes from the Alaska Anchorage Seawolves on NCAA Division I program, where he tallied a goal and an assist in 42 regular season games. From the second half of the 2022-23 season, including one assist in 30 games last season. Before suiting up for the Alaska Anchorage Seawolves, Huffman captained the Kenai Brown Bears, a Tier 2 team playing in the North American Hockey League based in Sudotna, Alaska, scoring 17 points in 29 games in the 2022-23 season, where he ended the season with Alaska Anchorage. Next up would have been the sixth act last week, Stoilov's Malvina. Just a minute, please. The tune is Hold Me Inside.
Only again, only
I'd like to feature the BC Premier Baseball League at this time. It is considered to be the highest level of baseball among BC's high school students, where many earn collegiate scholarships and some get drafted by Major League Baseball. Three doubleheaders were on tap for July 13th in the Premier Division. The host UBC Thunder swept the Langley Blaze with scores of 4-3, 7-5 at Tourmaline West. The Okanagan Athletics blanked the visitors Parksville Royals 3-0, who won Game 2 5-4, a split at Kelowna's Elk. And the host Coquitlam Reds swept the Mid-Island Pirates by a 4-0 win, followed by an 11-8 barn burner at Mundy. There were four doubleheaders on July 14th. Parksville doubled up Okanagan 4-2, but fell 7-5 for a split at Kelowna's Elk. The White Rock Tritons swept the visitors Mid-Island Pirates with scores 4-3, 6-5 at South Surrey Athletic. The hosts Langley shaded UBC 5-4, but were edged 2-1 in Game 2 for a split at McLeod Athletic. And the Abbotsford Cardinals doubled up the visitors Wally Chiefs 4-2, but were grounded 6-1 for a split at Del Air. On July 16th, the BC PBL celebrated three of its alumni getting drafted by Major League Baseball. Sean Hepner, formerly of the Delta Blue Jays, was picked 355 overall from the UBC Thunderbirds by the Cleveland Guardians. Connor Gaskett, formerly of the Mid-Island Pirates, was selected 364 overall from Purdue by the Miami Marlins. And Vicardi Domingo, formerly of the UBC Thunder, was chosen 570 overall from the UBC Thunderbirds by the San Diego Padres, joining among the 16 Canadians in the three-day 2024 MLB entry draft, according to Baseball Canada. Later on July 16th, the host Coquitlam grounded UBC 9-2 at Mundy, which concluded the 2024 BC PBL regular season in the Premier Division. On July 17th, the Okanagan Athletics tweeted that Brent Rambold committed to the Okanagan College Coyotes, also based in Kelowna. Later on, the BC PBL Twitter page congratulated Brent Rambold on his commitment to Okanagan College, and Sam Tulsa of the North Shore Twins to the Santa Clara Community College Vaqueros, based in Santa Clara, California.
Calling to all young adults, the Reach Community Health Center is holding the YAM Club, a mental health workshop focused on self-discovery, self-expression, and healing. The program is every Tuesday from July 22nd till July 23rd at Reach Community Health Center. To register and for more info, head over to reachcenter.bc.ca/events/2024.
Here are the final standings in the BC Premier Baseball League Premier Division. The Langley Blaze finished first at 31-9, the White Rock Tritons second, 27-13, much like the Delta Blue Jays. The Victoria Eagles, 4th, 23-17. The Wally Chiefs, 5th, 21-19, much like the UBC Thunder. The Abbotsford Cardinals, 7th, 20-20. And the Coquitlam Reds finished 8th at 18-22 to round out the top 8. And the rest, the North Shore Twins, 9th, 17-23, much like the Parksville Royals. The Okanagan Athletics, 11th, 16-24. The Victoria Mariners, 10th. The Okanagan Athletics were 11th at 16-24. The Victoria Mariners were 12th at 13-27. And the Mid-Island Pirates were 13th and last at 9-31. On July 18th, the 2024 BC Premier Baseball League's playoffs for the Premier Division kicked off, hosted by the Wally Chiefs at Wally Athletic in Surrey, BC. The top 8 teams in the regular season made a cut. Number 1 Langley Blaze, number 2 White Rock Tritons, number 3 Delta Blue Jays, number 4 Victoria Eagles, number 5 tournament host Wally Chiefs, number 6 UBC Thunder, number 7 Abbotsford Cardinals, and number 8 Coquitlam Reds. Game 1 featured number 5 Wally against number 4 Victoria Eagles, where the Eagles doubled the Chiefs 4-2. Game 2 featured number 6 UBC and number 3 Delta, where the Thunderbirds shaded the higher seed Blue Jays 2-1. Game 3 featured number 2 White Rock and number 7 Abbotsford, where the higher Tritons hammered the Cardinals 11-5. The last game pitted number 8 Coquitlam and top seed Langley, where the Blaze doubled the lower seed Reds 6-3. Four games were on today, with two games at Wally Athletic, with another two at Langley's McLeod Athletic. Just a minute, please. Before that, as the first game between the UBC Thunder and White Rock Tritons was underway, the BC Premier Baseball League Twitter page congratulated Shane Brinham of the North Shore Twins in committing to Michigan baseball, the Michigan Wolverines, from what I understand. Just a minute, please. It says M go blue. So a player from the North Shore Twins just committed to Michigan, University of Michigan. Just a minute. I'm not sure if the games are, not sure if the team is Wolverines, but let me, it looks like they're the Michigan Wolverines, I think. Sorry, I just want to get this done right. University of Michigan. Yep. So Shane Brinham of the North Shore Twins just committed to the Michigan Wolverines baseball, based in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Back to the BC Premier Baseball League playoffs, day 2 for the Premier Division. The aforementioned UBC Thunder and White Rock Tritons game went to White Rock as the Tritons soared over Thunder 8-3. For game 2, the Delta Blue Jays doubled up the Abbotsford Cardinals 4-2. While game 3 saw the top seed Langley Blaze quad damaging number 4 Victoria Eagles 4-1. There is one more game. Well, actually, one game just ended. The number 5 Wally Chiefs edged the Coquitlam Reds 3-2. The game was in Wally. The Abbotsford Delta game, along with Victoria Eagles Langley game, were at Wally McLeod Athletic Park, while the UBC Thunder and White Rock Tritons, followed by the Coquitlam Reds and Wally Chiefs, which just ended, was at Wally Stadium at Wally Athletic Park.
Attention, women in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill-building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit SCWIST.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
Welcome back. The third act is Sofa Genomes, The Closest. Here is Rivers.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Thank you. say 318 days. To swim from side to side. Touches mine. And though you're right here, you could be on the other side. And if you can't swim very far, if you only dip one foot in, if you lose your faith in all of this, I'll help you swim.
Welcome to the second half of episode 27 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, report on the Northwest League, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fourth band of the hour, Slim Sandy and the Hillbilly Boppers' Lazy Day with Dreaming of You.